Hey everybody, welcome, welcome. Today we are going to draw a logarithmic regression over the price of gold for the last 50 years. Okay, so in the prior videos, we looked at a linear regression for both gold and Bitcoin. Now we're going to follow the same procedure, but we're going to draw a logarithmic regression trend line over both the gold and Bitcoin prices. Gold, of course, has more data, and since gold has been freely floating for 50 years, we're going to follow since the Nixon shock in August 1971, the price of gold in world markets for the last 50 years. And we're going to take that data and plot a logarithmic regression trend line over the data. But before we get to that example, let's again look at our pre-example, our just very simple graph here to show you how a logarithmic regression looks on linear scale. And again, we're going to stick with linear scale here today, just as the chart is, because gold, you can pretty much see what's going on all the way back to the 1970s, because the price doesn't move exponentially. It doesn't move in a logarithmic fashion like Bitcoin does. So this is a logarithmic regression on a linear scale. And just generally, this is how the curve is going to look. Okay, so again, we have our dependent variable y, which in our case is price. We have our independent variable x, which in our case is time. So depending on where time moves, price is also going to move, and we can plot a trend line on this data. So you can imagine some data, however it looks around this trend line. But if a logarithmic regression was plotted, the trend line would generally take this form. Okay, it would go a little bit steeper than linear, and then ease out a little bit at the end. But on a linear scale, it would look fairly gentle, typically, of course. So that's the nature of how a logarithmic regression looks on linear scale. Now, what's the formula to find it? It's right here. Y equals A plus B times the natural log of X. So it's almost similar, actually, to our Y equals A plus BX, which was the linear formula that we showed over the last couple days. But with the logarithmic formula, you take the natural log of X. And the natural log is the log at base e. Again, applied statistics here. I'm not going to go and prove all the different formulas. Just use a financial calculator to plug in the formulas. Very, very easy that way. Google Sheets, Microsoft Excel, that's the way to do it. That's how I'm calculating these coefficients and trend lines. And then for the coefficients, A and B, remember A is the y-intercept. That's where the trend line is going to pass through the y-axis at what value. And B is going to be the slope. And the slope is going to be a percentage, roughly, think of it as a percentage growth. That's how the trend line is going to grow. And the natural log of X, another simple way to think of that is basically, okay, so we have time, and it's moving on here in linear fashion. The natural log of X will actually compress the time down a little bit, and that's what gives you the curve effect. That's basically what's happening. So the natural log of X, you just plug in the formula, natural log of each period that goes by, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. In our example with gold here, it's going to be measured in months. And that's the way that the numbers will be plugged into the formula for logarithmic regression. So if we go back to our chart here, again, we have gold price over the last 50 years. And a reminder, this is 617 months. Again, I'm taking the gold price only on a monthly frequency. So we have one of the all-time highs. At the time, gold did surpass it, but all-time high at the time, August 2011. The Eurozone crisis was in full effect here. A lot of sovereign debt troubles with Greece and other nations after the global financial crisis of 2008. Gold rose to an all-time high at the time of around $1,800 an ounce. and then it fell back during the mid-20-teens and to where it peaked again in 2020, July, around COVID, back close to $2,000 an ounce this time. And it's trending up again. Again, this is only a monthly frequency, but as of December 31st, 2022, just a few days ago, it was $1,812 per troy ounce. So remember, gold is typically viewed as an inflation hedge, and over the last 100 years, it's been priced in dollars around the world. So we're looking at in dollars here. That's just sort of the general way to price the native unit of a troy ounce of gold. And let's say that we want to draw a trend line. So we drew the linear trend line. We looked at the R squared in the last video for gold. And now we're going to start and move to a logarithmic regression. So remember, I told you that logarithmic is going to take the natural log of X, which in this case is months. I know I'm putting dates here just to make it easier, but what's actually happening in the formula are months are passing by. And I'm taking the natural log to compress the months a little bit and to give that curve effect. So I'm going to apply it right now. And there it is. This is the natural log trend line of the gold price over the last 50 years. On first glance, it might seem a little bit better than linear because you see that the trend line shoots up a little bit here. It catches the peak. You know, maybe it hugs the, it still goes negative as did the linear curve. Remember, the trend line still goes negative in the early years, but once it becomes positive, it catches the, you know, once we move from around $35 an ounce, the Smithsonian agreement ends, we're up to 100 and some dollars an ounce, $130 an ounce. You see that the, you know, the move is more parabolic and the logarithmic curve seems to catch that at first glance. It catches the price here in 1980 when it was the local top of $850 an ounce for about 2 seconds on world markets. And then, of course, we have the bear market after Paul Volcker took interest rates to plus 20%. Fed funds actually hit 22% in December of 1980. Then interest rates fell from here. And as they fell, not just in the U.S., but around the world, the stagflation of the 70s was kind of, that bubble was pricked. Other markets began to rise and gold began to fall. So, but again, of course, our logarithmic curve still grows. And it, why does it grow? Because it catches the data that comes here in later years. Remember, the trend line that I'm drawing here covers all time data. It covers 50 years of data, 617 months in the total data set. So the reason the trend line grows even through the down years is because it's catching these later years from 2000. It actually went above the trend line just before the financial crisis, December 31st, 2007. You see the gold price was $834 per troy ounce. The trend line was $861 per troy ounce. And then by January 2008, the gold price was above it. So even a little bit before the financial crisis, we were actually above trend in the gold price. And then, of course, we peaked up to the peaks and the recent troughs that I just described earlier. So that's why the trend line grows like this. That's the formula that I showed you for logarithmic regression, and that's how it looks. Now, let's put the all-time average price back again, because this also helps to understand what R squared means when we want to actually see how is the goodness of fit of this trend line. So we're going to put it back. And here we have the all-time average price over the last 50 years, $643 per ounce. Okay, so that's just the mean of the data. Again, when you're doing these types of trend line analysis and other things in academia or in medicine, the mean is a very, very important figure. It doesn't seem to be as important of a figure in finance because generally things go up, they inflate. We have price inflation, which the reason why we have price inflation is a topic for other videos. But again, I'm going to try in these videos not to answer and talk too much about the why, but the how. So the point is that the average price of something over a long, long time actually doesn't really tell you much, right? So even though gold has an all-time average over 50 years of $643 an ounce, you know, it's quite a bit above that right now. And okay, is that long-term support? Maybe. I'll leave those types of things for the technical traders. But it's just, something you don't think about as much in finance, as opposed to other things, like if we were looking at the efficacy of some drug or side effects or other things like that, the mean reversion might seem to be more important. Nonetheless, we need to understand what the mean is, because understanding the mean will allow us to interpret how the data is interacting around the regression trend, the logarithmic trend line that we're drawing here. So here we have the mean, and we have the logarithmic trend line, and we have R squared equals 41%. Now, if you recall what I said in the earlier videos about R squared, it has a very simple interpretation. All that it is saying is that the price, right, the data that we are analyzing on the y-axis, the dependent variable depending on time, so the price as it moves around the trend line, it moves with a variation, a variance that is 41% less or better, 41% better than the variance around the mean. So it's 41% better than around the mean. Now, knowing this interpretation is helpful, but you need to understand a few more things. So generally, as I said in the earlier videos, something that's sub 70% isn't that great, generally in statistics. So we have a 41% R squared. That doesn't seem to be that great compared to just looking at how the price moves around the mean. So is the trend line really that helpful? Well, the variation is 41% less than the variation of the price around the mean, around the flat line that is on this chart. So that's okay. But we've already done a linear analysis in the last video with gold. So that's actually something to bring in here and understand as well. So what was our R squared for the linear analysis from the last video? It was 70%. It was 70%. So go ahead and check the prior video if you want to see how the linear trend line looked there. But if you remember, it was a flat line, a completely straight line that, not flat, it was pitched up, of course, matching the gold price, but it was a straight line that moved across the chart, and it had a 70% R squared. So that meant that the price that was moving around the linear regression line was 70% better with less variance than if the price moved around this $643 mean for the gold price. So compared to the linear regression, we can conclude that a logarithmic regression for the price of gold is not that good at the moment. It's only 41%. And just looking standalone at the logarithmic regression R squared, a 41% R squared is not such a good goodness of fit indicator. It's not that strong. You would definitely want to be above 70, 80, 90% to conclude that you had a statistically appropriate goodness of fit with R squared. So having said all that, just the final point to show you in this video, as we talked about before, regression trend lines are helpful because they can help us predict outcomes, whether it's in medicine or other academic studies. They can help us with prediction. Now, of course, it's always, there's a lot more hubris, there's a lot more intensity around finance and where the price of some asset will be. Of course, no one knows the market price of assets in the future. Past performance does not indicate future results, so on and so forth, all the rest. And this is never financial advice. But we can still mathematically look at where the trend line will go based on that formula that we found before. Y equals A plus B times the natural log of X gives us this logarithmic regression curve. We can predict it out. So let's reset the zoom and let's take it out to the year 2030 and see if there's anything we can garner from this trend line. So the last value that we have here of the gold price in our statistical analysis of 50 years, month end December 31st, 2022, $1,812 per ounce. The logarithmic regression at an R squared of 41%, which is, again, not that great in statistics, $977 per troy ounce. That was the regression line. So everything else stops after this point. We don't know the data. We don't know the all-time average, but we can still predict out the trend line. So here we go. 41% R squared. All the way out to December 2030. $1,026 per troy ounce. So that's the predicted value of the logarithmic regression trend line based on 50 years of gold price data that we plotted out and calculated our coefficients. We calculated our natural log of X, and the data that we looked at was 617 total months, which is X, 617 total months on the X axis, time, our independent variable. And the price that was calculated in 2030 was $1,026 per ounce. Does it seem helpful? I'd argue it's definitely a less helpful regression trend line to look than even linear. One, because the R squared is worse. It's only 41% goodness of fit, as opposed to a 70% goodness of fit of the linear regression. And the trend line prediction all the way out in the year 2030 is farther away to the current price than it was for the linear regression, which just seems natural. Again, gold is an inflation hedge. Doesn't mean gold goes up all the time. As we see, it definitely doesn't go up all the time. But just like those economists who thought gold was going to zero after it was depegged from the dollar in 1971, it's a rhetorical question to ask, when is gold going to zero today? Because it simply hasn't. So again, doesn't mean it's not possible in the future. Everything is possible. Absolutely. Maybe we'll start mining asteroids. Maybe we'll crash the price. Who knows? But as the regression trend line finishes at $1,026 an ounce here in December 2030, that seems less accurate than the linear regression, which finished at $1,614 in 2030. So there you have it. That is a logarithmic regression trend line drawn over the gold price. Simple mathematical statistical model, 41% R squared over 50 years. Thanks for watching.